This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. President Joe Biden meets Chinese President Xi Jinping Wednesday outside of San Francisco as the two prepare for the Asia-Pacific Economy Summit. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Woodside, California, that Biden said he's focused on stabilizing the relationship.
President Joe Biden laid out his modest aims ahead of a significant meeting with China's leader Wednesday, saying his priority is to get back on a normal course of corresponding with President Xi Jinping and his government. But the meeting on a bucolic estate near San Francisco comes after a bruising year for China-U.S. relations and ahead of a presidential election in Taiwan. Administration officials told VOA that the White House continues to support the One China policy, but also wishes to see Taiwan's democracy continue to flourish. Anita Powell, VOA News, San Francisco.
In London,
I am prepared to do what is necessary to get flights off.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Wednesday his government will introduce emergency legislation that will confirm that Rwanda is a safe country after the Supreme Court ruled that the plan to send asylum seekers there was unlawful.
I told Parliament earlier today that I'm prepared to change our laws and revisit those international relationships to remove the obstacles in our way.
Britain intends to send tens of thousands of asylum seekers who arrived on its shores without permission to Rwanda, hoping to deter them from crossing the channel in small boats. The Israeli military has released video it says shows guns, ammunition, grenade, and flak jackets found at the Shifa hospital. The troops entered the hospital on Wednesday.